The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text No. 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 19th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Material consciousness is the cause of one's conditional life. Conditions are enforced upon the living entity by the material energy. Although he does not do anything and is transmittal to such activities, the spirit soul is thus affected by conditional life.
Tadasya saṃsthiti bandha pādatantriya ca tatkritam bhavati akattudishasya sākṣina nidvitātmanah. So, karmasu kriyamāneshu gunairātmani mannate. The conditions of, we say condition, it was not condition, but now it has become condition. Paratantra. Krishna bhuliya jīv anādi bahir mok ataya māyā tāre dāya saṃsārādi dūk. This is a statement in the Chaitanya Charitāmṛta. Krishna bhuliya, forgetting Krishna, jīv, the living entity, anādi bahir mok. Anādi, agi means the beginning of the creation, and anādi means before the creation. Anādi. Nobody knows when it has begun. The creation, there are many creations, bhutta bhutta pralayata. It's like this body, it is created, everyone knows. It is created by the father and mother, and it will be annihilated in due course of time by nature's way. Similarly, anything material, this whole universe, cosmic manifestation, is also created. This is a bigger body, that's all. Virat body. And it stays for millions and millions of years during the lifetime of Brahma. You have got information on Brahma's one day, sahasra yuga parjantam arhajyat brahmano vidu. You cannot calculate even one Brahma's day. Such one day means daytime, 12 hours, then night 12 hours, in this one day, such month, such year, such 100 years, Brahma lives. So this cosmic manifestation, Brahmanda, universe, will stay up to that time. So there is no difference in the manipulation with this body and the Brahmanda, the same principle. Bhutta bhutta pradiyate. So, this is saṃsthiti, anādi bahir mok. So this creation, not only this creation, we are in this material world. Maybe now it's a fact that we have been in many other creations. Therefore, this forgetfulness of Krishna is called anādi. Anādi means before creation. This creation is going on. And before that, there was another creation. The same thing was going on. Now, this is called saṃsthiti, saṃsāra, saṃsāra-bandhan, bound up by saṃsthiti. Anādi, Karma phale pari bhavar navajale. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, on account of my fruitive result, before the beginning of the creation, I am now in this material ocean. Anadi karma phale pari bhavar navajale. Paribare na dekhi upar. I do not find any means how to get out of it. This is knowledge. When one becomes very anxious, very serious to get out of this samsriti, continually going on, birth and death, birth and death, birth. People have no knowledge. So, tadasya samsriti bandha. This is bondage. The previous verse it has been described. Karmasu kriyamanesu gunairatmani mannat. Evam prabhidhyanena kottittam prakriti puma. Dictated by the material nature, we are acting in some way and thereby creating another resultant action, means another body. In this way it is going on. That is called saṃsṛti. Tadasya saṃsṛti bandha paratantra. Svatantra, just the opposite word is paratantra. Under the direction of somebody else, paratantra. Just like dog and the master. The dog is paratantra, dependent on the master. Similarly, we are now dogs of material nature, paratantra. We cannot go beyond the rules and regulations, conditions of material nature. That is called paratantra, not satantra. Just like they are trying to go to the moon planet. But because they are under condition of material nature, not that they can go very easily. It is not possible. They are coming back again and again, trying to go there. This is also material world. Even in this material world, we are so much dependent on the rules and regulation of the nature. And what to speak of going to the spiritual world. Paratantra is there. We admit or not admit. We are not satantra or independent. We are dependent. Bhavati akuttu risasya sakshina nirbita atmana. So we are conditioned soul, but the super soul, the Mayavadi philosopher, they do not admit the existence of super soul. They think there is one soul. They speak of our conditioned life as leela. This is not very good philosophy. One has got the body of a hog and is eating stool, and the Mayavadi philosopher says that it is leela. God is eating stool, it is leela. Let's see the philosopher. Because we say Krishna leela, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is dancing with the gopis, or playing with the cowherd's boy, or becoming the child of Mother Yashoda. We say it is leela. The Mayavadi philosopher says, because they do not two make two, their philosophy is one. So the pig or the hog eating the stool, they say it is also leela. Krishna is dancing with the gopis, that is also Leela. And they, because they do not make two, therefore, we cannot say, of course, they say that God is also, has become pig, and they eating stool, that is also Leela. This is the grossest offense on the feet of the Lord, to bring him to the status of an ordinary living being who is not independent, it is clearly said. Therefore they manufacture these words, Daridra Narayan, this Narayan, that Narayan, because they do not make any difference between Narayan and the ordinary living entity. This is their philosophy. But that is not the fact. Here it is said, tadasya saṃsiti bandha paratantra ca tat kṛtam. Paratantra, under the grip of the laws of material nature. How God can be under the grip of material nature? They explain it is Leela. But that is not. Here it is said, paratantra. He is forced to accept a certain type of body. That is called paratantra. Saṃsiti. This is punishment. Saṃsiti. Why saṃsiti? On account of... What is that? Sit down. Saṃsiti. Saṃsiti means punishment. Sammakrupena. Siti, going, promise. One after another. Saṃsiti. Saṃsāra. So saṃsāra is not very palatable thing. Our Vaiṣṇava Ācārya says that saṃsāra is just like blazing fire. It is not a very nice. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, dukkhālayam asāsatam. So, does it mean that the Supreme Lord, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, he has come to suffer and by force everyone in this material world is suffering saṃsiti, and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How wrong philosophy it is. No. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is not possible to make the one. No. Krishna says, mamai vāṅśa jīva bhūta. Jīva is my answer. Part. Particle. Very small particle. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is Vibhu. We have discussed all this. Vibhu. Greater than the greatest. And smaller than the smallest. There is smaller than the smallest. Anuraniyāna mahato mahiyā. Mahato mahiyān is the Supreme Lord. And we are anu, very small particle, although we are the same. Expansion of the Supreme. But both we are individual. Not that today we are differentiated and when we are liberated we become one. No. That is not. Mamai vāṃśa jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātana. Sanātana means eternally. We are vibhinnāṃśa. So, our this paratantra, dependence on material nature, is paratantra tatkritam. Tatkritam. And we wanted this separation. Therefore, it is our conditioned life here. That is our selection. Krishna Bhuliyaji Bhagavan Chakra. When we wanted to enjoy life independently, so-called, because we cannot be independent, we have to become dependent, either this material nature or the spiritual nature. It is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mahatmanastu maṁ prārtha daivī prakriti māśrita. You have to take ashraya, shelter, of either of the prakritis, parāprakriti or aparāprakriti. Aparāprakriti is this material nature, and parāprakriti is the spiritual nature. So, therefore, jīva-śakti is called tatastha. Tatastha. Antaranga, bahiranga, tatastha. Parāśya-śakti-vividhaiva-śriyate. The Absolute Truth has got multi-potencies. They have been summarized into three. First is parāprakriti, spiritual nature, and then the material nature, and another nature, prakriti, we are also prakriti. Between the two, tatastha, just like the beach is between the land and water. Beach is sometimes covered with water, and sometimes it is uncovered, the water is far out. When it is not covered, we call it beach, and it is covered, we call it sea. Similarly, our position is like that, living entities. Although, by nature, we are parāprakriti, spirit. But because we have got the tendency to enjoy material nature, therefore we come to this material nature. That our position is in between the spiritual nature and the material nature. Tatastha. Tatastha means in between. So, because we have selected this paratantra to be conditioned by the material nature, in any condition we are dependent, either dependent on spiritual nature or on material nature. So if we prefer to be under the control of material nature, then it is dukkhalayam asāsatam. If we are under spiritual nature, then asaṅgayam purusa, rasovaisa, labdhānandi, then we get blissful life, eternal blissful life. That is our selection. Either you be under spiritual nature or you be under material nature. That we have got, little independence, as you like. Je yathā māṁ prapadyante tāṁ tathaiva bhajāmaham. Krishna says, Krishna is very kind. If you want to remain in the material nature and enjoy so-called material sense gratification, then you can have it. In the Bhagavad Gita it is explained, Janti deva brata devan putrin janti pitri brata bhute ja janti bhutani madhya jhinopi janti maam. If you want to remain in this material world, bhute ja, worshipper of the material energy, just like we are at present engaged, we are worshipper of the material energy. Or Durga, worshipper of the material energy. In the Durga Puja, in the Chandi, the direction is that you ask material opulence. Janam dehi, rupang dehi, rupapadi, bhajyam dehi, jaso dehi. That you can do. And we all, living entities within this material world, we are worshipper of the material nature. The scientist also trying to find out means how to exploit the resources of material nature. That is also one kind of worshipping, because if they are successful in discovering some material energy, new kind of material energy, they get money, then by money they get full advantage of sense gratification. So this is called conditioned life, conditioned by the material, illusioned by the material. They try discover material advances and becoming happy by such advancement. This is called material life. This is paratantra. This is not satantra. Paratantra. Although constitutionally the living entity is satantra, asangayam purusha. But because we accepted to be satisfied under the control of material nature, that is called paratantra, and that is called sanskriti. Sanskriti means continuously. Repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, that is called sanskriti. Therefore, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he says, saṃsāra dāvā nalalīra lōka. This sanskriti, this repetition of birth and death and different standard of material happiness. Everybody has got some material happiness. The man has got a standard of material happiness, the dog has got a standard of material happiness, the demigods, they have got a standard of material happiness. Everyone has got. But actually it is not happiness. It is simply miserable condition. And because we do not appreciate this miserable condition, we still think that we are happy. That is called maya, illusion. This is called samsit. Although we are in miserable condition, continually, every moment, every second, this place is like that. Krishna says, not that we are saying, Krishna says, dukkhalayam, continually you have to suffer. But we have become so much habituated in this suffering, we do not accept it as suffering. We take it as very pleasing. Because we have no idea what is actually happiness. Sukham attantikam jattat atindriya grahyam. Real happiness, what is real happiness? Sukham jat, that what is sukham, that is not to be appreciated by this material senses. Sukham attantikam, attantikam means supreme. This is not whatever so-called happiness we derive in this material world, that is dependent on so many conditions. That is not aptantikam. Aptantikam means the supreme happiness. That is different from this material happiness. But we have no information or test, because we have been conditioned for many, many creation, anadi. Just like a man suffering from disease for many, many years, he becomes accustomed. He does not take anymore that this suffering is suffering. He thinks this is natural. So we have been accustomed to this habit of material disadvantages. We have no information of spiritual life. Therefore, Shastra says that we should try. This life, human life, is not meant for suffering, but to make endeavor to end suffering. That is human life. Human life is not meant for suffering like the animals. Just like the life of pig. Is that very good life? Whole day and night they are searching after stool, where is stool, where is stool? Because that is their enjoyment. Actually, if you give a pig halwa and side by side stool, he would prefer to accept the stool than the halwa, because he is habituated to that kind of food. Therefore, Rishabhdev says that human life, he was instructing to his sons, my dear sons, don't be like pigs. You just become like human beings. Nāyāṁ deha deho bhājāṁ niloke kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati vidbhujāṁ ji. My dear sons, don't try to get happiness like the pigs, dogs, hogs. Kastāṁ kāmāṁ. With hard labor, you get some food and then you enjoy sex life. Janamaitanādi-grihamedi-sukham-mitutsam. Material life means to work very hard day and night and get some money and then eat sumptuously, eat, drink, be merry and then enjoy sex life. That's all. So Rishabhdev said, my dear son, this kind of standard of life is available in the life of pigs. Kastana kamana arhati je birbhujang. Birbhujang means two liters. Then, what is human life? If this is not life, then what is real life? That he recommends. Tapo dibbam putra kajena shuddhita satta. Satta, your satta, your existence is now impure. It is covered by this material nature, therefore it is impure. So you have to purify. That is real life. And to purify means tapasya, tapu dibbam. Tapasya brahmacharjena. That is the way. That is Vedic civilization. That is Vedic civilization, or you may call Indian civilization, or Hindu civilization. Actually, it is Vedic civilization. Therefore, you will find in India, in the history of India, Mahabharata, greater India, that many people, they are engaged in tapasya. A part of life must be engaged for tapasya. Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. So you'll find in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam his life. He enjoyed his kingdom. Then voluntarily he left after the end of his material way of life. He divided the property to his sons and left. And he was living alone at Pula Ashram near Haridwar and undergoing severe tapasya. That is human life, to accept tapasya. Tapo dibbam putra kajena shuddhita satya jasmad brahma saukham ananta. You are searching after happiness, but why don't you see that in this material life, your happiness is conditioned. That is not easily going or flowing. There are so many conditions. If you have to become a millionaire, before becoming millionaire, there are so many conditions. this is not happiness. After going through so many conditions, and which we get, that is also not for good. So to come to the so-called conditional happiness, we have to undergo so many difficulties And when we come to that position, suppose after working very, very hard, I get $1 million. So I'll not be allowed to enjoy this $1 million for all the days. Asahasatam dukkhalayam asahasatam, Krishna says, that this place is full of miseries. To get that $1 million, you have to undergo so many miserable conditions of life. And even if you get it, perhaps you may not get it. Everyone is trying, but they can't. Everyone is not getting. Who is destined to get, he is getting. Not that everyone, because one is trying very hard, it is guaranteed that he will get $1 million. That is not possible. There are one who is to get by destiny. This is the shastra. Actually, this is the fact. Therefore, Vedic civilization does not recommend that you waste your valuable life simply for so-called happiness or economic improvement of economic condition. Because it is not possible that everyone trying for improving economic condition and everyone is becoming millionaire. No. That is not possible. You cannot get more or less what you are destined to get. Otherwise everyone would have been millionaires. In Bombay there are so many people are trying, working very hard and day and night. Still, somebody is living in a very nice palatial building and somebody is living in the Jappara, sorry, the most abominable condition in Bombay city. Why? Because one is destined. Therefore Shastra says that don't bother about this thing. Tasyaiva heta prajate ta kovida na labhate jat bhramatam uparjata. For that reason one should walk. Which is not obtainable by wandering bhramatam upari adha, uparjadha. What is that? That thing is that purifying your existence. For that reason. Purifying means, as we have discussed many slokas, we are now covered by this material nature, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. And our endeavor should be how to purify. Tapodibbang putraka jinas suddheta satta. Just to purify our existence. And as soon as we purify our existence, jatha brahma sukhamanantam. Brahma sukha. Brahma means the largest or eternal. Yet the sukh or happiness is not Brahma sukh, that is material sukh. Therefore in another place it is said, ramante yogina anante. The yogis, those who are yogis, yogi means, especially means bhakti yogi, they also enjoy. Ramante yogina anante, that is unlimited enjoyment, without any stopping. Anandamudi vardhanam, simply increasing. There is no decrease. That is called ananta. It is increasing. Just like Krishna and the gopis, they are also in pleasure. Gopis are expansion of Krishna's pleasure potency. So, they are increasing that pleasure. There is no decrease. In the material world, there is no question of increasing, it is decreasing. That is the difference. Therefore, those who are yogis, they are also enjoying. Ramante yogina anante satyanande, that is real happiness, which increases. Which decreases, that is not real happiness. That is illusion. Ramante yogina anante satyanande chidatmana. Chit, that is spiritual. Spiritual ananda. Really, we want ananda. happiness, blissfulness. That is our natural instinct, anandamaya abhyasa. So, but we are searching after ananda in this material world, and that is described here, that saṃsiti bandha, paratantra, under material condition, and changing this body one after another. This is not ananda. Satyananda chidātma. Ananda is available on the spiritual platform. Satyananda chidātmani. Ramanti iti rāma pade nāsu parabrahma iti abhidhiyate. Therefore, the yogis, they enjoy Raman in the spiritual world. That ananda is called Rama. Hare Nama. Hare Krishna. Krishna is also attracted. And Rama is enjoying. So when we dovetail our activities with Rama and Krishna, then our life becomes happy. Before that, there is saṃsiti. Therefore, in order to understand this science, one has to go, that is the Vedic injunction, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva vigacchet. One should approach a proper, bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual master will save him from this blazing fire of repetition of birth and death. Therefore, Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakur sings, saṃsāra dāma nalalīra lōkha trānāya kāruṇya ghanāghanattam prāptasya kalyāna gunānavasya bandhi gurasri charanāra. It is the business of the guru to deliver this disciple, śiṣya, from this blazing fire of saṃsāra, saṃsiti, bandha, conditional life, to save him from that position and giving the eternal happiness, brahma-saukham-anantam. Thank you very much.